You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is the Locked On Jets podcast for Monday, April 19th, 2021. I'm your host, John B. from gangrenenation.com, and today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. I hope your week is off to a great beginning. Next week is the NFL draft. It is almost here after a long off season of waiting. We know the Jets will draft a quarterback second overall, their new quarterback of the future. They have a bonus first round pick at 23. They have an early second round pick at 34. And then they have a pair of third round picks. So it's going to be an exciting draft for the Jets. Each year in the draft, however, there are players who are displaced. Every player who's drafted early replaces somebody else. And on today's show, I want to talk about the players who have the most to lose at each position in the draft. These are players who, if the Jets draft somebody at their position, it's not going to be good for them. So let's go through the roster. And the quarterback position is a little bit different because the player who would have been displaced is already gone. That was Sam Darnold. In fact, let me tell you something you may not have realized. If the season began today, James Morgan would probably be the starting quarterback for the Jets. It would either be him or Mike White, and I'm guessing it would be James Morgan. Now, of course, the season does not begin today. The season begins in the autumn, and this time 2 weeks from now, the Jets will have a new quarterback. They will have drafted somebody second overall. So it's not a case where we have to worry about James Morgan entering training camp as the starting quarterback. Sam Darnold would have been the player who would have been displaced. Now, if the Jets draft a second quarterback somewhere along the line, I mean, I think James Morgan would be the guy who would be in a bit of trouble because he was drafted in the fourth round last year with the hopes he would eventually develop into a long-term backup quarterback. But I think James Morgan's really the guy who... I'm sorry. James Morgan would be the guy if you draft a second quarterback, but the guy who had something to worry about is already gone. Now, the running back position is interesting because it's a big question mark for the Jets. You've got Tevin Coleman, who really did not get much action last year. He's the most proven guy. You have LaMichael Pirine, who was drafted a year ago. You also have guys like Ty Johnson and Josh Adams. I feel like Ty Johnson might be the guy who has the most to lose if the Jets draft a running back early. And I'll tell you why. I'd go with him over Pirine from the standpoint that Pirine was a draft pick. He was a fourth round pick last year, which is not a really high pick, but it's also not a super low pick. It shows you the Jets on some level like Pirine, whereas Johnson does not come with that pedigree. I feel like there probably is going to be a place for Pirine. He's probably going to get an opportunity along the way, whereas Johnson might need the backfield to stay status quo to get a really fair shot at doing something. And I think it's not out of the realm of possibility that Johnson could eventually be a player for this team. I'm not saying it's a better than 50% proposition here, but the scheme the Jets are putting in tends to get running back production out of unexpected sources. So there's sometimes a guy who just comes out of nowhere who's not a big name player, and Johnson did look good last season late in the year when he got some opportunities after Frank Gore was hurt. It's not enough that I would say the Jets are set with Ty Johnson, but I think it would be interesting to see him get a shot. I feel like he's the guy who probably stands the most to lose if the Jets draft somebody at his position, however. Now, at the wide receiver position, I feel like the guy who stands the most to lose if the Jets draft somebody early would be Jamison Crowder. The reason for that, it's not Corey Davis, who just signed a free agent contract with the Jets. It's not Denzel Mims, who they drafted in the second round last year. So who would lose playing time if they drafted somebody early? It's probably Crowder, who was more limited. He's pretty much confined to the slot, I think. And he's also really expensive. Crowder's a good player, but he's not a good value. His cap number this year is the third highest on the team. It's $11.375 million. And I don't know that it necessarily means it's his time with the Jets is over if the team drafts somebody at the wide receiver position, because I think he's a good guy you want to have around, especially in training camp. You don't want to force a young player into the lineup before he's ready. I think that's one of the issues the Jets have had in recent years, is that the roster has been so bad in so many areas that guys have been drafted and they've had to step into the starting lineup on day one, whether they were ready or not. You don't want to press a rookie into the starting lineup. That said, if the Jets draft, again, somebody early, maybe 23, maybe 34, and they show that they're ready to play and that they have impact player potential, they may step into the starting lineup early. You know, that's the spot you want to be in. You want to be in a position where a talented rookie can play his way into the starting lineup, can really earn his job, but not one where, first of all, he's pressed into the lineup, but second of all, he's just handed the job. I don't like it when you have to hand a rookie a job without earning it. And if he does, you know, I think Crowder is going to be on the team this year. I think that the most likely period where he would have been cut was the free agency period if the Jets had gotten a replacement for him. That said, I mean, we have seen some late cuts through the years. I mean, last year you had Brian Winters, who was cut in the summer when the Jets got Greg Van Roten. So, I mean, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility Crowder could be a late cut, because, again, you look at the cap number, $11.375 million, again, the third highest on the team behind Carl Lawson and Corey Davis, and Crowder's not expected to make that kind of an impact for this team. And at this point, only $1 million in dead money if the Jets let him go. And the other thing is, you still do have Keelan Cole there as a depth player, so you still would have pretty good depth. I think he's going to be on the team, but he probably, again, we're going through the guy who I think would be in the most danger if the Jets drafted somebody early, and my feeling at the wide receiver position is it's Crowder, because he's a solid player, but if you could get an impact guy, that would upgrade the group of receivers, so he might be the odd man out, in some capacity at least. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only at BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10x10. This collection features high-quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight, and fairly priced so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for a perfect, unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10x10 only at BlueNile.com. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all the sports action. Major League Baseball is beginning its season, and the NBA and NHL are in full swing approaching the playoffs. BetOnline also covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV with real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using promo code LOCKEDON. It's one word with no space, LOCKEDON. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. The Locked On Podcast Network is covering the NFL draft from all angles. Catch up on the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 podcast presented by Audacy. Follow Locked On NFL Draft and the Draft Dudes podcast for the latest draft news. And stay tuned for more information about our live day one draft coverage. And this is the Locked On Jets podcast on this Monday. And on today's show, we are going position by position through the Jets to talk about the players who would be impacted most by the Jets drafting a player at their position early. And let's move to the offensive line. And I think that this depends on which offensive line spot the Jets pick at. If they go with an interior offensive lineman, I feel like Alex Lewis would be the guy who would be most impacted. In fact, many of us thought Lewis was a likely cap cut at the beginning of the offseason, but he is still around. However, he's not a great value. His cap number for the year 2021 is set to be $6.845.098 million, and only $1.67 million of that would be dead money if he was cut. So you're talking about a cap savings of $5.2 million if he's cut. And I don't think his play level is really justified that contract. I don't think his play level has justified his role as a starter with the Jets. And, you know, I kind of wonder a little bit whether this might just be one of those situations. Sometimes organizations misread players. Sometimes organizations like players a little bit too much, and I wonder if that's what's happening with Lewis. Now, again, it may not be that case. We just talked about in the first segment about the Jets cut Brian Winters last year. That was another guy who the Jets misread for quite a few years. The Jets kept him around at pretty big salaries relative to his play, and it seemed like he was going to be back for 2020, and the Jets cut him late. If the Jets draft an interior lineman early, whether it's a guard or a center, because if they draft a center, that guy will either move to guard or Connor McGovern will move to guard, and I think Lewis is probably the odd man out. Now, if the Jets draft a tackle early, I think George Fant would be the guy impacted because he would be the guy who would be displaced. I think Fant is a little bit safer than he was at the beginning of the offseason. Now, at the beginning of the offseason, the Jets could walk away from his deal with almost no dead money, but some of his guarantees have kicked in since the beginning of the offseason. Jets would still save around $3.3, $3.4 million by cutting him, but there would be $6.4 million in dead money because around $4.5 million of his salary for 2021 has become guaranteed. But obviously, the Jets draft a tackle. Mekhi Becton's not going anywhere. You know, he's going to remain in the starting lineup. So Fant would be the guy who would seem to be in some degree of trouble. He'd probably move to the bench, and you know, it would be a question of whether the Jets wanted to keep him as a backup, as an expensive backup, which you know they might, because again, a lot of that money is already guaranteed. But I think he's probably the guy who would lose his job. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, if the Jets draft an edge rusher early, which I think they should, to me that's a vote of no confidence in Jabari Zuniga. And Zuniga's rookie year, we did not see a whole lot from him. He was injured for much of it. When he was on the field, there was not much impact from him. And I was not expecting that. I thought he was a guy who, when the Jets drafted him last year, was kind of a developmental player. That's just how it was. I'll be honest with you, I did not love the pick when the Jets made it. I kind of understood why they made it, but I felt like this was a guy who needed a lot of work. And, you know, it's probably a sign when you talk about the additions of Carl Lawson, the addition of Vinny Curry, you still have Bryce Huff around, who was better than Zuniga last year, even though Huff was an undrafted rookie free agent the Jets signed. I feel like they're probably are not going to be enough snaps to go around for Zuniga if the Jets draft an edge rusher early. And I kind of hope they do, because I think they're one edge rusher away from really having something on this defensive line. Now, at defensive tackle, and the Jets should not draft a defensive tackle early. That's the only position I think I will say definitively. The Jets should not draft a player early. And, of course, there's always concern in the fan base the Jets are going to do it because they've drafted so many interior linemen early over the last decade. There's really no reason to expect the Jets to draft an interior lineman early this year, though. Anybody saying that is being, I think, irrationally fearful. I just don't see it happening. But I think if the Jets do, Nathan Shepard would be the odd man out. Shepard is an interesting player from the standpoint he's had flashes. You know, I thought he played pretty well down the stretch in 2020, and I don't think he really sustained that. He played well down the stretch in 2019, and then in 2020, I don't think he sustained that performance. Although there were a couple decent games there, especially late in the year. Shepard's entering year four. He doesn't cost much money. I think for a guy who's really a depth player, he's not awful to have. But if the Jets were to draft an interior defensive lineman, and this might even be a case if the Jets draft somebody late, Shepard might be the odd man out because you already have so many quality players who play the interior when you're talking about Quinnen Williams and Sheldon Rankins and Foley Fatukasi and even maybe a John Franklin Myers who will slide inside on pass rushing downs. So I think Nathan Shepard's the guy who really is the most tenuous. His position with the team is the most tenuous at this point in time. Now, if we're talking the linebacker, this is a debatable one, but I think Jared Davis would probably stand the most to lose. I feel like he's the guy that would go to the bench. It could also be a sign that the Jets are ready to move on from C.J. Mosley. But if you look at what the Jets could get for C.J. Mosley, I just question whether it would really be worth moving on. Jared Davis, the Jets have not made a big commitment to him. It's a one-year contract, and he's kind of a reclamation project. To me, he's the guy that loses the starting job if the Jets draft a linebacker early. Built Bar is the best-tasting protein bar ever, and the improved Built Bar is now even more delicious. There are 18 amazing flavors, the bars are covered in 100% chocolate, they are soft and easy to chew, and Built Bar is also low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, and high-fiber. If you go to BuiltBar.com right now and use promo code LOCKED15, you'll get 15% off your next order. Again, it's promo code LOCKED15, it's one word with no space, LOCKED, number one, number five, for 15% off at BuiltBar, BuiltBar.com. Today through April 26th, listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Audacy, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockanfora, and Brian Baldinger, our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Audacy app or wherever you get your podcasts. Audacy is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's Audacy. And this is the Locked On Jets podcast on this Monday. On today's show, we are going position by position to identify the player that I think will be the most impacted by the Jets drafting somebody early at the position they play at. And let's move to the defensive backfield. And at corner, I think the guy is Bless Austin, because I think of the two quote-unquote starting corners right now for the Jets, Bless Austin and Bryce Hall, Austin seems to me like he'd be the odd man out. I think that Bryce Hall, the fact that Bryce Hall was drafted by Joe Douglas, whereas Bless Austin was drafted by Mike Maccagnan, comes into play here. I think that Bryce Hall is also a guy with more ability. We discussed this a lot last year, but Bryce Hall probably would not have fallen to the fifth round in a normal year. But last year, obviously, with everything going on, teams were not able to do the medicals to the extent they normally are able to, with the detail they're normally able to. You know, I would not be shocked to see Bryce Hall turn into a quality player for the Jets. Whereas Bless Austin, you know, he's 2 years into his career, and you know, I kind of get the feeling we've seen what he is at this point. You know, he's a guy who struggles in coverage. I mean, he doesn't have great top end speed. He's a big hit. I mean, I've said this before. I feel like Bless Austin might be better off at safety if he's going to be anything in the NFL. I just don't know that he's a great cover. He's a guy you can get away with in a situation where you give him a lot of help over the top. If you ask him to play a constricted zone, you know, he can survive. He did that at the end of 2019, but you know, I don't know that he's that great of a player. I think the Jets need a corner, and one of the reasons is that what they have right now is just not good enough, and I think of the guys they have out there, Bless Austin is probably the weaker of the players. And then you can move to safety, and this is not a position I expect the Jets to draft anybody early at, but if they do, just like drafting, you know, I think a defensive end or an edge rusher might be a vote of no confidence in Jabari Zuniga, I feel like drafting a safety early might be a vote of no confidence in Ashton Davis, because the Jets drafted him last year. Obviously, you still have Marcus Mayeround playing on the franchise tag, but it was interesting that the Jets went out and signed LaMarcus Joyner, and especially because it doesn't sound like they want to play LaMarcus Joyner in the slot. It sounds like they want to play him at the safety position, which makes Ashton Davis potentially a backup-level player. Now, it's also possible the Jets are going to play a lot of three safety looks. It's possible Davis sees his fair share of snaps, but if the Jets draft another safety early, first of all, it's possible Davis's snaps go down, but second of all, why are you drafting another safety early when you have Ashton Davis, unless you're not confident in him? So, to me, I don't expect the Jets to draft a safety early, just because it's not that impactful of a position, and they're already pretty solid at what they have there, but in the event they do, I don't think that would mean good things for Ashton Davis. That would be my guess, at least. Anyway, that's all for our show today. Thank you for listening. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, if you enjoy the show, subscribe to it and leave it a good review. Have a great Monday, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow to talk more Jets.